My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the ninth day of April, 2024, coming to you from Marietta, Ohio, still in my hotel room. Let me bring you up to date on several things that's happened. One, my apologies for jumping in early than our normal time. I was going to do the show early this morning. I had all kinds of technical issues. I had to uninstall my webcam, reinstall it, and you know me with technical things. So anyway, the reason that I'm still here, on the way up here on Sunday, after I turned north on I-77 in Charleston, and it was, I don't know, 8 or 10 miles up the I-77, I hit a pothole from hell. And it was, you know, I started losing air. So my little thing on the dash would come on and I'd stop and have to put air in the tire. I had to stop 3 or 4 times till I got here. I'm figuring Sunday, I can't get anything done on Sunday anyway. So I went on and got to the hotel. And then first thing yesterday morning, you know, I did the show early yesterday and I was heading up to Gretchen's and I looked at the tire and it's really low. So I'd ask about a place that might be able to fix a tire that was losing air. And so they sent me to Walmart. And I went to Walmart and found out that my wheel is dented, you know, almost crushed. And it's not anything, it's an aluminum wheel. It's nothing that they can, you know, hammer out to try to get it so it'll seal and hold air. If you start messing with that, you're liable to crack the whole thing. So they sent me to another place. And the bottom line is I have to have a new rim, wheel, the whole thing. So they have to order it. Walmart said that they could get one, but it'll take 7 days. Well, I'm not going to sit here for 7 days. These folks said they could get one in a day. I said, okay, let's get it. So they dug the spare out and remember, folks, I've got the lift on the back of my car for the wheelchair. You can't get in where the spare tires are. So this kid crawled from the front over the seat, got to the spare tire compartment, dug the spare tire out and put it on. And of course, that's one of those, you know, it tells you don't go over 35 miles. Well, I'm 130 miles from Gretchen's and 130 miles back. So that's 260 miles. That tire's not going to last that long. So I had to call Gretchen and say, sorry, I'm not going to make the party. So I ended up sitting outside in the parking lot for the eclipse. Well, I had some clouds here. It wasn't the full 100% here. It was close to it. It was probably 95, but there was just one little sliver left that never did the whole blackout thing. But Emily and some of the gang did a Zoom call. So we had a camera at Gretchen's so I could see what it was at Gretchen's right in the heart of the eclipse. And clearly, I mean, they got really dark and I didn't. So there was quite a bit of difference just in that little bit of space. But anyway, at least I got to witness the eclipse, even though it wasn't a whole lot of fun sitting here by myself. Now, I'm sitting here today waiting for the guy to call and say, okay, your part's here. And when he calls, I'll jump in the car and run down and get it fixed. The hotel's going to work with me. If I need to stay tonight, they're going to let me have the room. If I have to check out late, they'll do that. We'll see. So that one's going to, we're going to play it by ear. So moving on to today, I had a message from Brian Pogue. I get to see him on Sunday night because he ended up having to take a friend to Cincinnati to the airport. And he says, well, since you're stuck, how about breakfast? I said, okay, that's cool. Well, I was hoping to do the show before breakfast. And then I had the technical issue. Well, I'll go have breakfast. I'll come back and I'll figure out what's wrong. So I met Brian and a lovely breakfast. Bob Evans is an easy role for me here. But what the cool thing about it is, he brought me a gift. I don't know if you can read this or not. Pogue Master Select. So he's not sure if he's related to these folks or not. But he said he understands that's pretty good bourbon. So he said, I know it's not your Elijah Craig. I said, that's okay. I drink other bourbons. So we're going to try some Pogue Master Select. If I end up staying in the hotel tonight, you can rest assured that I will get into that. So, thank you, Brian, for that. Thank you for a lovely breakfast. It was great to meet you. You know, I so enjoy being able to do things like that when I'm on the road. All right, on to the day. So, we got a show again. My apologies for not advertising this, not doing the usual thing. It wasn't in the making. And at this point, I really have no idea if this is working or not working. I do see that we do have some people in the chat room. Joanne's here. Mary Rose says hi. Cindy Lee at sea. Hi, Cindy. Sorry to hear about your tire. There's another one of the ex folks, Ola Trudy Israel. Steve's with us down in Kentucky. Yeah, Mike popped in. So at least a few of you people have realized that I went live. All right. Let's get on to the business at hand in case I get this phone call at any second. The headlines for today, but did I say that it's, it's April 9th and this is the Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast? I have no idea. I was so excited about this lovely bottle of bourbon. I got sidetracked. The lead story this morning, folks, is Cruise Line removes single supplements. Also today, kudos for Hal Seafood. Norwegian orders 8 more ships. Godmother for the Sun Princess is announced. Ocean Key closes temporarily. That's a bummer. And a Cuban dancer airlifted. That and lots more here at almost 11. So we'll say at 10:30 this morning. Today, folks, is National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. I could be wrong, but aren't all Chinese almond cookies have the little sayings inside? Aren't they all fortune cookies? Do they make Chinese almond cookies that aren't fortune cookies? I don't know. I'm wondering why they didn't say it's fortune cookie day. Anyway, it's Chinese Almond Cookie Day. So go have a Chinese almond cookie, I guess. If you're listening by the podcast, welcome aboard to this craziness. And I hope the signal's coming through. I've got no way of telling folks, no way of telling if the signal's breaking up. Because on the road like this, I don't have my second computer. So I hope it's not breaking up like the show did yesterday. Yesterday was awful. But anyway, if you're listening by the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or all the big guys, wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you're listening via the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed at any time, you can always go to the description of the podcast, and there'll be a link so you can jump right over. So, if you haven't done so, please smash the thumbs up button. That helps the channel out immensely. Also, if you haven't subscribed, please consider subscribing. That will also help us out. We're heading toward 10,000 subscribers by the second Tuesday of next week. So jump in and join us. All right, so the top story today, folks, has to deal with getting rid of some single supplements. Unfortunately, it's not all of their cruises. However, it made a worthy story this morning. Riviera River Cruises has eliminated single supplements for cruises on four different itineraries that will depart in August and October of this year. More than 500 cabins are available for this special promotion. The cruises with single supplement-free cabins include the following. The first is the cruise lines Rhine, Strasbourg, and Heidelberg River Cruise. It's 8 days in length with eight visit tours starting at $24.49. The second is the Rhine and Moselle River Cruise. It's 8 days with seven visits and tours starting at $25.99. The third is Rhine Cruise to Switzerland. It's 8 days with seven visits and tours, starting at $23.99. The fourth and final itinerary in this deal is the Burgundy, the River Rhone Provence River Cruise. It's 8 days with seven visits and tours, starting at $19.99. Now, keep in mind, folks, if you're not a river cruise person, because it's a little different. You can't look at the total price. You've also got to figure in that those are excursions every day. Those are included as well. Check with Riviera on their specifics, but there might be some alcohol involved as well if without additional charges. There's all kinds of things. So the river cruise industry prices things differently than the regular cruise industry. Riviera being able to given some cruises without solo supplements is awesome. So, if you're interested in going on one of those, folks, let me know. I have no idea if I can even sell them or not, but I can sure get you to somebody that can. Be nice if I can do it myself. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories here this morning, folks, after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The next story today, folks, comes from our friends over at Holland America. A Holland America line is elevating its award-winning dining experience by becoming the first global cruise line to receive both Marine Stewardship Council and Aquaculture Stewardship Council certifications. The two organizations serve as the most credible standards worldwide for certified seafood. The distinguished certifications take Holland America Line's global fresh fish program to the next level, underscoring the brand's commitment to serving guests the highest quality seafood that is sourced sustainably when wild caught and raised reasonably when farmed according to the strictest global standards. I will add to that, folks, I've long been a fan of Holland America. They always do seafood as well, if not better, than anybody else. Just saying. All right, the next story today comes from our friends over at Norwegian. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings unveiled the most comprehensive new build order in its history, a total of 8 vessels representing nearly 25,000 additional berths, with new classes of ships in each of its 3 brands and the construction of a multi-ship pier at Great Stirrup Cay. You know, there's been talk about this pier forever. I'm glad to see things are moving toward that now. Of course, Great Stirrup Cay is the company's private island destination in the Bahamas and its top-rated Caribbean port of call, according to the press release that they sent out yesterday. The new ship orders across all 3 brands are scheduled for delivery over a 10-year period between 2026 and 2036. Following the delivery of 4 Prima-class ships from 25 to 28, Norwegian Cruise Line is expected to take delivery of 4 approximately 200,000 gross ton ships with a capacity of nearly 5,000 guests in 2030, 32, 34, and 36. Of course, this is all subject to financing. Building on the success of its Allura-class ships, the last one being delivered in 2025, Oceania is scheduled to take delivery of 2 86,000 gross ton ships, which will have a capacity of 1,450 guests in 2027 and 29. Lastly, following the Explorer-class ships, Regent Seven Seas Cruises is scheduled to take delivery of 2 77,000 gross ton ships with a capacity of 850 guests in 26 and 29. Yeah, what can I say? I use Norwegian a lot. And there are a lot of reasons in it. One of them is not that they have bargains, because they don't. They do a lot for solos, a lot better with solos than anybody. So that's one of the main reasons. But that's pretty, over the next 10 years, we're going to be seeing a lot of new ships under the Norwegian brand. Good for them. All right, so this lady might look familiar to some of you. Of course, since I live in a cave, I had to figure out who she was. The newest and largest ever Princess cruise ship, Sun Princess, will have a godmother worth of her amazing presence. Award-winning British actress Hannah Waddingham will fulfill this ceremonial role for the new ship and will officially christen the vessel at a star-studded naming ceremony in Barcelona on April 23rd. And for those of you that live in a cave, like I do, she was the lady on Game of Thrones. and a bunch of other things. All right. Ocean Key Marine Reserve has announced a temporary closure. Of course, that's a private island in the Bahamas for MSC cruises. They're going to undergo an extensive renovation and expansion, and it's going to be closed from April 7th to May 22nd. During this period, no ship calls will be scheduled. The temporary closure necessitates adjustments to 30 cruises with alternate destinations of Nassau and Freeport. However, anticipation is building for the end of May, when Ocean Key will resume its role as the key destination of the MSC Magnifica, MSC Meraviglia, MSC Seascape, and MSC Seashore. And I've long said, folks, that that's probably my favorite private island. I like what they've done there. I like how they've done it. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles that, you know, Coco Cay has. But it's just a lovely, lovely place to visit. It'll be interesting to see if they've taken my suggestions on the educational endeavors that they could be doing when they reopen again. I've given them several pretty massive suggestions, folks. All right, a little bit of a worrying story here. The Greek Air Force airlifted a 25-year-old Cuban dancer in need of urgent medical treatment on land after she suffered serious injuries aboard the cruise ship Celestial Discovery. The rescue was made due to swift and efficient response of the Air Force personnel involved in the rescue mission. The emergency unfolded at 10:30 p.m. In the evening. It seems that she had just performed a show, and something happened in the show that she fell. The Cuban dancer had engaged in a performance as part of the cruise ship's entertainment lineup. She fell and sustained severe injuries. She was transported to a hospital in Rhodes for emergency medical treatment. There's no further information as to her condition or her identification. So our thoughts are with a Cuban dancer from Celestial Discovery. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room. Said hello to Joanne. We had Mary Rose or Cindy. Ola Trunde, Steve up in Kentucky. There's Mike, of course. There's Roger. Hi, Roger. Roger joined us yesterday. We did it was really kind of cool I'm not even sure if it was a Zoom call, but anyway, Emily's Gang of Seven or something, that they, a bunch of chatting goes on. It gave us a chance to have Gretchen and see what was going on up there in the meat of the eclipse. Roger was there. I was there. You know, I never did get as dark as Gretchen did. You know, Emily was there. Katie was there. You know, it was a bunch of the usual gang. So, we basically did it through the whole eclipse. Until it got past the middle part. So Cindy says, yay. And Mike says the signal's fine. Good. Thank you, Mike. Cindy says, yay for NCL. Todd's here. Good morning, Todd. I'll be there in May. Can't wait to see the improvements. Yeah. I liked it the way it was. So I'll be interested in going back too. There's Robin up in Pennsylvania. Hi, Robin. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Again, I'm going to sit here with my lovely bottle of Pogue. until I hear from the guy about the wheel on the car. Go get it fixed. So, have no idea about tomorrow morning, folks. Whether it'll be from here, whether it'll be from home, whether it'll be from somewhere between here and home. Who knows? I don't. I'll play it by ear. I promise you that. We'll do something. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being here. Again, thumbs up. We appreciate that. If you haven't subscribed, please take this as my invitation to do so. All right, guys, you guys have an absolutely wonderful day. I'll see everybody tomorrow on the next edition of the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. Have a great day, everybody. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.